Hey guys, so after we recorded the show and I started editing, I noticed that the program that we were using to record the show actually recorded at a very lower quality than what our current standard normally is. So as of right now, the program that we used to use no longer we have access to. So we're trying to kind of figure out what's going on. So if you've noticed a little bit of inconsistency in terms of quality within these past few episodes, that's why. I do want to say sorry for that. We're trying to work that out and try to bring out as polished of a podcast as we can for you guys. So this week's episode is going to sound a little off. The quality is not typically where we have it or where we want it to be, but there's not really much that we can do about it. So I wanted to give you guys that heads up so there wasn't any confusion there. All right, now let's go ahead and start with the show.
Welcome, Legends, to the Hubcast, your central hub for everything Apex, a podcast by fans for fans. Tips and tricks, deep dives, and everything you need to know from your first drop to that last head pop.
Dairy, legendary, what's up, legends? It's your boy, Nick.
And your other boy, Nate.
Yeah. It's Nick and Nate. It's always great with Nick and Nate. Yo, what up, man?
What's up?
But hey guys, how's it going? Back to original Nick and Nate, your OGs, if you will. This is your Apex Hubcast, so make sure right before we get started, let's do a little grinding, because there ain't nothing wrong with a little bit of bump and grind. Make sure to follow us on Twitter, at Apex Legends Cast. I happen to notice, you know, you might have noticed this too, Nate, but we didn't get as many followers. And there's still a lot of you out there. So I'm just saying, if you don't like that, if you don't have a Twitter because you're not a tween, that's okay. That's all right. You can go. We also have an Instagram, which is blowing the F up thanks to our Instagram model, Adam. He's doing really good. He's doing a lot of memes and stuff. So he's kind of our Instagram manager. And obviously I still have it on my phone, so anytime something comes up I can still kind of do that as well. But he's doing really freaking awesome. We started at like 29 and I think we're getting closer to about 40 or something. And that's just within a couple of weeks. And part of that he was on holiday. I think that's what he called it. He's on holiday. And so he's all doing that. But yet he was still able to get us about 10 people, and he was on holiday. That's what he's doing. Anyways, it's blowing up. So if you like us and you don't particularly want to follow us on Twitter, go to ThreatX3. Wait, is that what it is on? What are we on Instagram? We are ThreatX, aren't we?
The full name go to is your, ThreatX.
Yeah, it's ThreatX3 Productions. ThreatX3 Productions on Instagram, and that's where you can follow us on Instagram. Plenty of memes, plenty of, you know, fun happening and everything. A lot of it does have to do with Apex, so, like, you know, there's that. But also you could go to our Twitter and go to at Apex Legends Cast on Twitter. You can go to TX3 Productions on Twitter. I would have liked that to have been like ThreatX3, but yeah, it's too many letters. So at TX3 Productions, we're going to be ramping up some production here pretty soon. I've been stuck in a really weird place with my schedule, and, you know, we're getting to a better place now. We're going to start putting out some more content in that direction. So if you like us here, if you like just listening to our voices, like, hey, how's it going?
How you doing?
Yeah, you like it. You like listening to us, and it's like, makes you feel good.
I do want to go ahead and plug YouTube as well. Speaking of random content, because if you guys follow us on Instagram, you'll see the post that we just put up about a bunch of boxes. And if you guys are listening, yeah, there's Nick dancing. I am attending, if you guys didn't know this, I'm attending Full Sail University, their online department, and they just sent me a box full of stuff. So if you want to check out and see what's in.
Give them a preview for those YouTube watchers, and it'll boost our numbers, because if you want to see what he's talking about, you have to go to our YouTube at FedEx3 Productions, I mean, you can already see the lights behind him, which is awesome.
Yeah, so yeah, there's the lights there. And there's another desk that I have. It's kind of hard to see the boxes.
Yeah. Yeah, they're kind of piled on each other.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them over there. So there's probably about four boxes worth of stuff, of equipment they're sending me. So if you want to find out what that equipment's going to be, and I'm pretty sure that was really boring for anybody who's listening and not seeing the YouTube on that, but it's whatever.
But hey, go to our YouTube. See that.
It should be up in a few days. Mm-hmm. I got to record. I'm not going to put a time on it yet, but it should be up within this next week.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I mean, last thing I'll plug is if you have heard about Remnant from the Ashes, it's this cool third-person shooter kind of RPG. The easiest way to explain it is like Dark Souls with guns, but it's also just so much more. It's such an awesome game. If you have heard about it, maybe you're thinking about it, you know, go listen to your boy Nick, and it's called The Lost Logs of Ward 13, and, you know, so that's a podcast I'm kind of doing by myself for now. You know, if Nate ever downloads the game and maybe plays it, maybe we'll have a Nick and Nate episode as well. But for now, it's kind of like I'm kind of making it more of a audio strategy guide rather than just like me. I'll still have topics and stuff, but it's more that and stuff. So, yeah, and Discord. This is the biggest one because we've actually moved. So if you might notice, it doesn't exist anymore. Long story, maybe sometime in the future we'll be able to do like a Ask Me Anything and we might get a little coy and actually reveal stuff. But long story short, we had to move Discords. And so there's a new one. So that will be pinned on the top of our Twitter. It'll be on our Instagram, in our link in bio, yo. And then it'll also be in the description. So if you were a part of our Discord and you're thinking to yourself, hey, I haven't checked in there in a while, we have a new Discord manager. Her name is Crystal. She's freaking awesome. She's done a lot to our Discord. And there's so much to just hang out and have fun with. Because it's not just Apex. We also have places for games, places for TV shows. We have a lot of conversations. There's a whole Discord channel just for RPG. And so you do certain commands and you'll go on an adventure and you can level up that way. And it's really cool. I really like it. And so if you're ever just looking for something to do, maybe on the side or whatever, it's fun. Plus, it's a really good community. I really like everybody on Discord. If you're listening and you're on our Discord, you know, pimp us out. Like, just saying. Like,
yeah, and
pimp
I do
us out. Like, we just—it's a lot of fun. And so far, knock on wood. But so far, it's just a really cool group of people. It's fans of the show, you know. So it's really like—I don't want to say it's where the true fans go, but it's like it's so far we don't have any trolls. We don't have any. You know, I'm already like really effing it up. There's going to be trolls now, but it's really cool and it's just a nice place to go. You know, you can go to our Twitter and that's where you can get a lot of kind of tangential things or whatever. But if you want to go and just have a conversation, the Discord is a really good place to go.
Yeah, and I do want to shout out Crystal really and everyone who's been involved in making that new Discord. There's really cool things. Like there's several different tabs. One of them is gaming news. When you go to gaming news, it's saved as to where whenever PC Gamer or whenever any other kind of like PlayStation, Xbox, whenever they tweet something out, it posts in the Discord. So it gives you up-to-date news on everything that's going on. That's really awesome. I haven't been in a Discord group that has utilized that yet. I'm sure a lot of you have if you use Discord pretty heavily. Mm-hmm. So yeah, shout out to that. There's a lot of work being put into that to make it awesome for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely love it. You know, we love the work we're doing there. So if you like that, go follow us there. You know, because I mean, basically, we have a lot of different places you can follow us. If you're not a big Twitter user, that's totally fine. We have a lot of other things we can do, or a lot of other places that you can follow us. So go and check us out at one of those. It would be really awesome. So I feel like this is a giant part of the show, and we probably should actually get started with it before people are like, it's been like 10 minutes, and they haven't even talked about Apex.
Yeah, it was a big grinding. So
yeah, that was a big grind. It was a big grind, just getting up in there. We have a care package incoming. All right, so one of the first things we want to talk about is that town takeover. Obviously, we had Octane, and now it seems like we might be having a little bit of a tease to what our next takeover could be. It might be a Wraith takeover. And if you go to, it's a little bit south of, I just lost it. What's that place called? It's right below Relay. What the f*** is it? Ah, I am drawing like the world's largest blank. What are you talking about? Why am I having Google it real fast? Oh, it's bugging the s*** me. Wetlands! God damn it, man! All right. So if you go just a little south of Wetlands, there's this group of buildings. It's kind of past where everything used to be burnt. Obviously, it's kind of green now. There's some buildings just to the south of that right before, you know, a mountain range or, you know, range of rocks. If you go to those buildings, around those buildings are some flags. And so I actually checked this out myself, and I'm like, hey, yeah, there's some flags here. But, yeah, it seems like that's what's being teased as to be the next town takeover. And it looks like it might be Wraith. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I'm going to be 100% honest here. I didn't actually make it over to Octane's area all during my gameplay. So that was my bad on my part, but it's one of those I just kept forgetting about it. So, but from what I've seen of it, it looks like a really cool creative idea, especially playing in with the character of who Octane is.
Right. It's so, like an skate park and everything. Yeah.
I think it's really cool. I think it's really cool. But I'm curious to see what they would do for Wraith.
Yeah. It'd be cool
maybe
to have like
portals.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Like have like portals up and down. Like instead of going upstairs you have to go through portals or something like that. Could be really cool. Could be like really, really ridiculously cool. And just something nice. We don't even know if it's gonna be Wraith, and we're just kinda speculating or whatever, but seems like pretty good idea. And I mean, like, I just like the idea of having town takeovers based on each of the characters. I really like that. So
yeah, I think it'd be really cool because you could think about something very like traditional for Gibraltar if they do one for him, where it's like a very like a South Pacific island kind of feel and like look and things like that. So that would be really cool if they did something. Gibraltar was the first one that popped into my mind. Oh man, what if they did some kind of collab with Valve and it was like Portal with Wraith? Like you're playing with portals or, you know, right. Something like that. That'd be really cool. Yeah, I like what you said actually for Wraith, because I think that would be cool because it would be kind of like optical illusion kind of thing, maybe, where it's like messing with you. It's not a maze, but you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
It'd be something cool like that.
Either way, kind of cool. So solos have ended, you know, solos is no more. And so we kind of wanted to just talk real fast about like our impressions on it. And I mean, I don't know. They haven't changed too much from before. I feel like there's actually a lot of people on our Discord and then just in the overall community, like on Reddit and stuff like that, that I do feel like people really enjoyed it. But there's also, when it comes to abilities and stuff, it is still, like, there's some OP characters, and they should probably either rework it for solo or just get rid of the abilities.
Yeah, so we do need to talk about the fact of how, within the first few days to the first week, man, was it unbalanced.
Ooh.
Man, was it unbalanced. The whole thing... with the like I remember the few rounds that I did play within that first week, I can't tell you how many like purple or gold body armor I was finding in like large succession, like finding it way more often than I did in normal just squad play.
Right.
And also the whole thing with the backpack, oh my god, the gold backpack was, and they finally patched that out, like I think it was the last week, or it was semi-recently, they either made that less available or they just got rid of it altogether in solos. But it was pissing a lot of people off.
Yeah.
But yeah. It goes back to what you were saying as far as like with the characters, it's partially unbalanced, but I know just in general, like they kind of just did, it seems like they did one for one instead of like retooling it to fit in solos.
Yeah. Yeah. And I there's definitely just a lot of things that could be improved about it. And there's definitely just, there's so much about it that was good and it's good for the game, but it also, like, me and you have always been big proponents of this game is unique. It's unique for a specific reason, and that is the team play. That is the abilities. That's what makes it a good game. However, I've also been somebody who said, I see the point in having a solo. I just don't know if it needs to be an all-the-time thing. Having it maybe once a month, maybe having it something like an Iron Banner from Destiny, where it happens every, you know, maybe once a season or something like that. As long as they don't bring back that crappy monetization system and they kind of fucking work with us, like, as long as they do that, then it's like, I really feel like this could be something that they bring back on a regular basis. And me and you have always just been like, just give us more to do. You know, bring in a goddamn mode where we have a Titan, okay? And instead of, like, Thanos, like it is in that dumbass Fortnite game, instead of that, have a Titan where everybody's, like, killing each other trying to get this, like, cell phone or, you know, receiver, and when you type in as receiver, boom, down comes the Titan, and then, you know, because there's these leaks or whatever where, what's the one gun in Titanfall? You play way more than me, so you might know. But what's the one gun in Titanfall where you charge it up and it shoots out a laser?
It's like the, I don't think it's called the beam rifle exactly, but it's the Titan. It's the main Titan weapon you actually start out with.
You start out with, yeah.
Yeah.
So there was leaks that's going to come. And it was basically saying that, you know, higher tiered players started using that on pilots rather than the Titans because it was kind of like a test of skill. And so there was leaks saying that might come out. And that's great, but also add a Titan game mode, you know, just for funsies, just for something to do on the side. Like, just as an, for instance, I did kind of got back into Blackout for just a tidbit because they had this game mode where when you died, you came back as a zombie. So you weren't out of the game. You came back as a zombie. Granted, you had less life, but you were like really, really fast. But the whole point of the game wasn't to eliminate all the other squads. It was actually just to survive. So the circle seemed to go way faster. And once you got to the end, there could be you and like maybe three other squads and then a crap ton of zombies because all the other people are dead. You know what I mean? So that was a really fun mode. It was just for funsies. It was just on the side. It wasn't the main mode. You could still just do duos and solos and quads. You could still do that. But on the side, here was this really cool mode that was just fun to play. And it got me back into it. You know, I still don't really like Black Ops. You know, that's a whole nother thing. Like, you thought monetization in Apex was bad. Just like, whoo, you know? So, but even still, it got me playing again because I'm like, okay, this is kind of cool just because then it kind of gave you a way to win the game even if you died. Because if I died at the very beginning or something, I came back as a zombie. And then as a zombie, if we took out all the human survivors, the zombies won. So it's like I could win a game even if I died at the very, very, very beginning or something. So that's really cool. Having something sort of like that, you know, I don't know if we could have zombies in Apex by any means, but something like that just would be really cool.
Oh, you know what you could, I mean, probably wouldn't make as much sense, but you could definitely do like Stalkers. You could do zombies and they could be like Stalkers.
Yeah, either that or like you come back as just a grunt. You know, because there was grunts in Titanfall, and they have, you know, what's the main mode where you bank all the points? That one has grunts in it.
Yeah, but stalkers are more zombie-like, you know, in terms of, especially in the campaign. Like, they kind of malfunction and just go kind of crazy, so that would make sense. But I agree with you. Like, I think that's something that Apex could, and it's something that, going back to Fortnite, which something I do want to point out to the reference you made about Thanos. Technically, they both are Titans. So, I mean, but anyway, what I think is cool about Fortnite that gives Fortnite variety is the different is the difference in their LTMs that they'll do. You know, like they had what is so creative mode. I've seen a lot of videos of people doing stuff like in terms of like adding like the voice cues and adding those maps. I don't know if that's PC specifically where that's a mode that is staying constantly. But I know that like the creative mode was like really cool to a lot of people, and it kind of gave you a Minecraft aesthetic in some ways, you know, just people who love to build things. And right. So they've done that a lot with their different LTMs to get like more people playing or to have people play differently. So I think that's something that Apex could. Yeah, I'm with you. I don't know if I would want a Titan mode all the time because I feel like that's the only thing people would play.
Right.
But it'd be cool if they like, you know, had it in here. If they had a variety of limited time modes.
Right. Or then they could just rotate through them once a month or something like that.
And that would keep the player base happy, I think, because you're not doing the same thing over and over again. You're getting some variety in there, which is, I mean, we know that that works because that's what happened with solos.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
A lot of people hopped, a lot more people hopped back in to try solos, even if they'd been off for a while.
Did they just jump into it?
I hate you so much. So much.
So,
overall, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed solos.
Good.
I think that they definitely, towards the end of it, they definitely tweaked it to where it was good enough and wasn't super overbalanced. Overbalanced. Where it wasn't super out of balance. Thank you.
Yeah. See, there's another thing that I wanted to point out, because there's this dumb, so goddamn dumb, but it's called Don't Even Think, which, like, who's the marketing department on that one?
I was going to ask you about that. Is that that game
it's
with the
It's so werewolves? Stupid. It's so, like, it's so buggy. It's just not optimized or anything. Like, I don't know if it's good on PC, but, like, playing it on the PlayStation 4 is a chore. You know, but the thing is that there are certain things about it that are cool, and it's like, okay, I could see this going somewhere. But anyway, the thing I was going to point out is that, like, a limited time mode where it's something like that. So the gist of it is you have your normal squads. I think it is squads of three in Don't Even Think. But you have your normal squads, but then you have a separate team where there's, like, four, maybe? I think there's four werewolves, and they just kind of they spawn in and they do their own thing or whatever. So that one kind of reminds me, like, well, what if we had the same thing? So you have your regular squads, there's 60 people squads, but then there's also pilots that get spawned into the map, and you know, they don't get the Titan right off the bat, because then Don't Even Think, it starts in the middle of the day, and then it'll go to night. When it gets to night, that's when they turn into the werewolves. So if they did something similar, where you're really vulnerable for a little bit until you get that Titan, call it down, and then you're overpowered for a little bit, you know, I think something like, regardless, just coming up with, like, you fun and unique ways of having different modes, that's basically just all we really want. That almost turned into a topic of the week rather than care package incoming, because I mean that's really it, because our topic of the week, let's just jump into that topic of the week. So our topic of the week is actually there was a lot of rumors. And so, you know, obviously we weren't sure to put this in, you know, that or topic of the week. So we just decided to do topic of the week. So we don't normally do this. And there's definitely some data mining. You know, those people, they just mine for data. But yeah, there's a lot of really cool things that we kind of, some information that got leaked about it. And I think it's kind of cool.
So the first one that we have a leak for is Immortal. And it lists, they don't really give any character backgrounds in these leaks. It's just abilities, which is cool. It makes sense because we could go to very long form if it was all about that. So now it doesn't specify what exactly is the, I mean, does it specify what their passive, tactical, and ultimates are, or just a range of abilities?
I just see the abilities, so I feel like it's going to be just us speculating which one's which.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, we could do that. So the first ability is Shield Charger, and it unleashes a cloud of nanites to charge your team's shields. That's probably going to be a tactical.
Yeah, I would think so. Like that's a good L1, yeah.
Rise of the Phoenix restores your health and shields to full and gives nearby teammates 30 seconds of self-revive, takes 8 seconds to charge. So that's probably the... if it takes 8 seconds to recharge, that's probably the tactical.
Yeah, because I think the passive is the next one, which is hard to kill. When you get downed, you can revive yourself.
If that's that sounds like it's going to be OP.
Yeah.
If it's the passive, that really does. Because, I mean...
yeah, before you had to get an orange knockdown shield for that. So that does seem... maybe this was a concept.
Maybe, yeah. The last one is Shield Teardowns, which is hit a target with a cloud of nanites to kill their shields for a short period of time.
Yeah, this must be... this must be some concept stuff, because like the more we've never had one with three abilities.
Yeah, this definitely
unless the ultimate is an attack, and so because if you look at the Shield Charger and the Shield Teardowns, it both talks about nanites. So maybe the nanites charge your shield, but if they go inside, it tears theirs down. So maybe that's not two separate abilities. It's the same ability, but just, you know, ordered weird.
Maybe. But Rise of the Phoenix is probably definitely a tactical. And then Hard to Kill sounds like it would be a passive, but man, that just doesn't sound like it's going to be fun. That sounds like it's going to be kind of a pain in the ass, to be honest.
I don't know. Restores your health and shields to
full. Hard to Kill. Hard to Kill.
No, but yeah, but what I'm saying is Rise of the Phoenix restores your health and shields to full, gives nearby enemies or teammates 30 seconds of self-revive. Like, that's just, like, worded weird. Like, this guy obviously has a lot to do with self-revive, and I guess that's why he's called immortal, but still, it's that's a little weird. So we have a next one. Rosie could be Watson's mentor. Could be cool. So eye for quality. Rosie can see through walls and can open up hidden compartments in loot bins. What? That's kind of cool. So it's almost like a reroll, almost to a certain extent. Like you take everything out and then you open up a new compartment. That'd
it's like
be
a mystery
cool.
box, kind of.
Yeah. So then we have a burglar's best friend. Throw a disc and teleport to that location. That's kind of cool. Like, I would love to see the skill shots from that. Because, I mean, like, Wraith, you put a portal down here, then a portal over here, but everybody can use it. Whereas her, you know, being able to throw something, that definitely seems like more of a tactical, you know, kind of like the grappling hook, where that kind of gives you from one side of the map to the next in an interesting way. This could be a really cool tactical. And then we have a Black Market Boutique. Place a device that can steal all nearby loot. Be sure to share with the squad when you do this. More than likely, you'll end up with too much loot. So, I don't know. I mean, that seems like the ultimate, but it also seems sort of pointless. I don't know. Like, out of all my ultimates, why would I care about loot coming to me?
The eye for quality, at first I wasn't reading as a passive, but when you kind of finish out reading it, can see, because Rosie can see through walls, sounds like both Hunda.
Yeah, right.
And so I'm like, okay, that wouldn't be a passive. But then it says, and can open up hidden compartments in loot bins. That sounds like a passive ability.
Right, but by see through walls, it doesn't say see enemies through walls, it just says see through walls. So maybe she can see items through walls, which would be really useful. Obviously, it's going to have a range, so you can't just look at a building from halfway across the thing and be like, hey, there's an orange shield in there. We should go there. You know, but it does seem like there would have to be a range in it. You'd have to literally be right next to the wall. But being able to see through a wall and then decide to yourself, well, I don't even want to go into that building, might be nice, because then you don't leave around those telltale signs like that Bluthunder can see, which is open doors, or even just if you opened it and shut it, a Bloodhound's still going to see that you've messed with that door. So being able to see through and be like, hey guys, there's this in this building, this in that building, it could be a really, really cool, you know, passive. But yeah, the Black Market Boutique, I don't know, like, that one just, like, to me, just seems really pointless. And so, so place a device that can steal all nearby loot. So that also has a chance of being overpowered, because what does it mean by quote-unquote steal? Are we talking, like, from other people? You know, because that can also be kind of cool. Like, let's say it steals from a character. Is it going to steal what they have equipped or what they have on their secondary? So let's say I have an R301 and a Wingman. Will it take my R301 and I have to switch to my Wingman, or will it take my Wingman and I keep my R301? Like, that might be interesting now that I think of it.
So I think it's actually a lot more simple than that. I think that it's going to be designated for, like, an area of effect. So like, if you're in one spot and there's loot nearby in different sections, that's what it's mean by stealing. The thing that could determine if it's OP or not is the area of the effective range of it, basically. Like, how far out can it reach? Because it would be useful if you were in, like, a down and out situation where you're like, I can't run to get anything because I'm trapped. You could throw that down and stuff comes to you and you get more ammo or things like that. So that could definitely be cool.
Yeah. I think, you know, the more I think of it, like, at first I didn't like it, but I don't know, like, especially if it wasn't, like, a huge area of effect and you could, like, steal a gun from somebody, even if it is just, it takes it out of their hand. That little, like, and who knows, maybe it steals a gun from somebody, but only if they're close to the center of it, versus if they're on the outside rings, they don't get anything stolen, but maybe some ammo. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
So now, like, maybe it only steals, like, one block of ammo rather than all their ammo, and then the closer they get to the epicenter, it could actually, like, take the gun out of their hand, something like that. That would actually be kind of cool, I'll admit.
Yeah. Now, the next one, there are two on this list that I am very, very excited about.
Yep.
One of them being Crypto, which is the rumored legend that we've been seeing a lot of. There was even a teaser of him in season 2's trailer.
Right. And I want to say there was a convention later. We got to see a zombie Gibraltar, which, hell yes, that seems like a Halloween thing. Like, that's some cool things. As long as he's not locked behind a goddamn $7 loot box, yes, please. Yes, please. Give me some holiday-themed things. And actually, you know, I want to get on that. No, you know what? I'll save it for Loudmouth Legends. So anyways, there was an event lately where we got to see a teaser image of Crypto. So this one seems like the most likely, and they might be talking about either adding him or going to season 3. Go ahead, Nate. Go.
I think 100% he is the next legend we are going to see, especially because they teased him in season 3. If you haven't
seen two.
And two, yes, thank
you. Yeah, he's the one that's hacking it, and it makes the tower go down. Yeah.
Yeah, so if you guys haven't seen the image, you can easily find it online. I'll try to remember to post a link of it in the description to that. But the picture of him, see if you agree with me or not, he looks very Cyberpunk 2077-esque.
Yeah, definitely.
And stuff, and, like, what looks like he's got, like, maybe some cybernetics attached to him somewhere.
Yeah,
it looks really cool.
Which would go along with his, like, hacker vibe.
Yep, absolutely. And so getting into his abilities, some of the rumored ones, which I'm probably going to preface this. It seems like a lot of these are like four or five different things. So I think these are things that they could do instead of all these are the ones that are rumored. But for Crypto, you start off with the surveillance drone. It says deploy an aerial camera drone, 10-second cooldown if destroyed, max 200-meter distance. So I'll tell you what, I'm just going to read them, and then we'll try and figure out which one's which, because that's probably going to be easiest. Drone EMP. Charge up an EMP blast from your drone. Deals shield damage, slows enemies, and disables traps.
Nice. I like that.
Neuralink. Crypto and his teammates see what his surveillance drone detects up to 30-meter distance.
Huh. Okay.
Extra. Oh, yeah. Okay, this is an extra one. Surveillance drones can open doors, supply bins, and pick up dead teammate banner. Okay.
Damn.
This sounds awesome, but
Daniel,
but also looks like it would have the ability to be OP. So I think this one's more clear than the others. What's what? So the Neuralink is going to be the passive. I can almost guarantee that would be the passive.
Teammates, what his? Well, I don't know, because that seems like a constant thing. So it could be his passive. Go on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think it's going to be as passive.
Mm-hmm.
The surveillance drone is probably the tactical. I would assume so, to kind of get like information, like lay of the land. And the drone EMP is definitely going to be the ultimate, I believe.
Yeah, definitely.
That sounds like it'll be one for one. All of those sound incredible. I think the idea of the surveillance drone is really cool because it gives you a different way to play. Like, I'm personally apart from sniping, because I've never really been a good sniper in FPSs in general,
mm-hmm.
I like playing the scout character. I like whenever you're in a squad, I'm the one looking around like, okay, I'm watching the perimeter. Like, I like that. So having the ability to actually launch something to get a lay of the land, and, you know, maybe it can, maybe it can tag enemies, but you got the ping system. So if you see something, you can probably ping what it sees.
Yeah, and that's definitely, like, I'm definitely interested to see, how does this work? Do you have to stay where you are and then launch your drone, and then, like, you can control it kind of like a la, you know, Black Ops or something like that? Or is this just something that's automatic, you know? Because this could be interesting. Like, both Honda, you know, gotta love it, but when you do that ping, it's super obvious. It's this giant dome protruding out from Blood Honda, so it can be super obvious. This one being a little bit more subtle, whereas you're probably still going to be able to hear, like, you know, so you're going to hear something, you look around, try to find it or something, but it could still be a lot more subtle, and it could be, like, obviously Blathunda, you can see through walls, whereas the surveillance drone, you'll have a bigger range, but you can't see through walls. So this could be like an auto pinger, maybe. It'll auto ping for a set number, like maybe it's 10 seconds. So it goes up there for 10 seconds, it auto pings enemies for 10 seconds, and then, you know, if it gets shot, it gets shot, you know, something like that. That's hot.
Yeah, I like that a lot. I think that's really cool. Like, it's one of those, like, all the other ones, I'm like, okay, I can see that. With this one, I'm like, oh, no, like, that sounds dope. Like, that sounds something fun to play as, fun to use.
And, I mean, I don't know. You could, depending on how, because if you think about it, like, what's Blathunda's ultimate?
Eye of the Allfather is tactical.
Right.
Beast of the Hunt.
So Beast of the Hunt lasts for like 30 seconds and you can see through and you have it red. So the surveillance drone could be the ultimate, and then the drone EMP could end up being, because it does damage, but it doesn't sound like that's its main thing. Just like the smoke from Bangarang.
Bangarang.
It does a little bit of damage, but its main point is to obscure vision. So it could be the tactical, the drone EMP could be the tactical, because it hurts you, but it mainly just slows you down and disables traps. So I could see the surveillance drone actually be either one, depending on how powerful it is, because you also have to look at the max distance of 200 meters. That seems like, if it's something where you can pilot it, that does seem like something could be an ultimate. So who knows?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Next one, we got Rampart. So we got amped cover, build cover that provides a damage boost to anyone standing behind it. That's kind of cool. My friend Maxim Place a mounted machine gun that anyone in the squad can use, uses heavy ammo. Fixer, swapping to melee, equips a wrench you can use to repair structures. Cover fire, firing from cover overcharges your gun damage. Gunner, LMG have increased magazine capacity, reload faster. And then it says extra can pick up cover and move it. Okay, this seems way too much. This seems like a concept now that I'm like reading it again. Yeah,
so if I break it down,
right?
I feel like either both cover fire and gunner are both concepts that are probably like, cover fire seems more.
Well, and a lot of these are like they're bullet points, but a lot of these probably go hand in hand.
Yeah, so amped cover, I believe, is probably going to be, I would say a tactical, but I could see it being an ultimate.
Well, see, the machine gun, doing a mounted machine gun, that's definitely
an ultimate. Yeah, so the amped cover, it reminds me a lot of, oh my god, every time I go to say his name.
Torque,
thank you. Torque from Black Ops 4, except for the fact that his barrier is like the Guardian, like from Black Ops 2,
mm-hmm.
where it gives you that area of effect where it slows them down, whereas this, like, it doesn't sound like it does any sort of effective damage, except for your guns having more of a boost to everyone standing behind it. Fixer definitely seems like a passive.
Yeah. So here's the thing. I mean, for one, that would be good because if you can repair structures, the only structure that I think needs to be repaired is your amped cover. So this can actually be kind of cool. Who's the, like, Tolbjorn or something from Overwatch? I don't know.
Oh, dude, don't even ask me because I
do not play Overwatch. But anyways, there's like Tolbjorn or whatever
his Toblerone.
Toblerone, yeah, right. There's a dude from there, and he puts up a big energy. I'm thinking of Paladins. But okay, so Tolbjorn throws out a turret in Overwatch. Tolbjorn from Paladins. Yes, they're the same name. It's all just a ruse. Anyways, but the dwarf dude from the Paladins actually does a stationary shield. So I'm thinking it could be something like that where maybe it's an energy shield and you pull out a wrench and because I don't think like a physical shield because the whole thing is it does a damage boost if anyone's standing behind it. So that sounds like your bullets are maybe passing through it because there's no quote-unquote cover in Apex Legends. Yes, you can get behind something, but it's not like you're like, you know, blind firing from around the corner or something like that, like a third-person shooter.
You know what it probably is?
What is it?
Do you remember there were basically four... The 21st night of September. Body
Anyway.
Do you remember the different abilities you had in Titanfall 2's multiplayer?
Yes, I absolutely do.
So if you do remember, I'll give you a little bit of a refresher. You had the ping dart was one of your abilities. So it's kind of like Blathunda. Then you had the grappling hook. You had the grappling hook. And then you had cloak.
Then you had
phase shift, which is what Wraith does for the most part. It's very similar.
That's true. Yeah.
But then you also had one for heavies, which put up like a particle wall in front of you.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
So it might be something similar to that and Lifeline's shield when she's reviving, so it's giving you a larger area of effect.
Yeah, because, I mean, obviously everything in Apex is supposed to be team-oriented, so I'm thinking that something that's big enough for all three of you to stand behind, but also if you're not careful, your butt's going to be sticking out or something.
Right, which would be good if you're, especially if it has like a if it doesn't have a long cooldown, like it could be used for that flanking maneuver. It's like, okay, everybody, he's right there. And then you go to turn around and then you can do it again on the other end. So
it says
build cover that provides damage. So with the fixer thing, it makes me think like it would be a physical one, but they haven't used that ability yet in Apex like they have the other ones from Titanfall 2. So I could see it being that. I feel like that's going to be the most likely.
I like it. That could just be really cool. I mean, no matter what, like, I don't know. Like, for the next season, just for funsies, could we have two characters? I would love that. Like,
I feel like they're going to put in, I feel like they're probably going to put in Crypto before season two ends.
Right. I don't know. At the same time, I don't know. I would like two a season, even if one's at the beginning, one's closer to the end. I would like that. But at the same time, how long can they keep that up? So that would be the worry, that like, how long could you really, really keep that up? And so, speaking of keeping up, hey-o.
The last one that we have on the list, which is probably my favorite, and it's not just because our boy JB Blanc is also the voice actor for this character, but Blisk is rumored to be joining Apex Legends, which, if you don't know who Blisk is, he was one of the main antagonists.
Isn't he an IT?
What?
Isn't he?
Oh my God, shut up. Oh my, you're thinking of Brisk, by the way.
I know.
As it was close.
That was the joke. Thank you for pointing out my joke.
You're welcome. But anyway, if you don't remember him, he was one of the main antagonists from Titanfall 2. You played around with a bunch of different mercenaries, but he was kind of the main one. But he's also in the opening cinematic for Apex Legends. Like, he's at the bar. He's the guy with the white hair. So it'd be cool, since they already have him kind of in Apex, it'd be cool if they actually had him as a character, which hopefully this one and Crypto are the ones I hope the most are true.
Yeah.
Just because they see, like, so to break it down for his abilities, we got Throwing Knife. Deals 20 damage and marks the target. Killing a marked target rewards double credits. That's cool. I like that a lot.
Credits for what, though?
You it's like maybe double XP. You get double XP for the kill.
Interesting.
Payday. Squad kills award credits. Spend credits on powerful supplies. Okay, so maybe it's not double XP.
Okay, yeah, this is weird.
Bounty reward. Spend to select rewards. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Interrogation. Executing an enemy will reveal the location of their allies for 10 seconds. So...
Dude, that actually sounds like an awesome passive.
It does. It really does.
Oh, that sounds cool.
So, okay, the only one I'm obviously confused by Bounty Reward and Payday. Bounty Reward and Payday. Because as far as, like, I don't know what's, like, it doesn't seem like any of those are the ultimate, unless
the Throwing Knife is the ultimate. The ultimate could be, because both Throwing Knife and Payday give you credits, and so then you use that credit on your ultimate, so that could be cool in theory, because, like, in theory, maybe at the beginning of the match, you could pop your ultimate at the beginning of the match, and it's not going to do you that much. However, at the end of the match, when you've saved up or you've been like a super slayer group and you have a bunch of credits and stuff, I could see that being like, well, I saved up this ultimate until the last ring, and now I get this giant like minigun or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe. But it feels like from what it sounds like, it feels like they're building some sort of like mechanic for him specifically that involves credits, which would be kind of weird. But the Throwing Knife and Interrogation both sound awesome. Sound really cool. I like the fact that the Throwing Knife does deal 20 damage, but I think the coolest part about it is it actually marks the target.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that's really cool.
His ultimate could be something like Lifeline, where you have to call something in. Once it's called in, then you use its onboard screen to choose your reward. It opens up with that reward.
So it could be something like a mystery box, like I said earlier.
Well, yeah, but in this, it sounds like you can actually choose it. It's not. Because, I mean, his whole point of his abilities is to get credits.
Yeah.
So it seems like, and in a game where, like, I mean, in this in-game universe, this is like a game. It's like, you know, Hunger Games, where they televise it or something, you know what I mean? So it's something like that. So in this particular, you know, in lore, the lore of it, it kind of makes sense to have this character where he's all about, like, credits and getting money, and maybe, you know, he's like the cheater of the group where he just calls in his, you know, his rich friends to send him stuff or whatever. That could be really cool, actually.
Which would fit with his character, too, because he's very, like, in Titanfall 2 in particular, he's, like, all about the money. You know, he's a mercenary. He's a gun for hire.
Yeah.
So that would make sense. That would make sense.
Definitely. All right, so, I mean, that's pretty much it for our topic of the show. A lot of rumors. A lot of this might not happen, But I do like what I see here, and I feel like one in particular doesn't stick out as, oh, this could never happen. You know, the credit one with Blisk was a little weird, and even the cover was a little weird, but then we kind of talked through it, and we were able to say, no, that actually could happen. So I kind of like it. All right, let's head into our last one of the day, our coaching champions. So today we decided to talk about like the best champion combos. This is kind of cool. If you guys have any of your own, you know, combos that you would like to give to us, let us know and we'll say that next time. So we have the Trap Team. Trap Team consists of Watson, Caustic, and Bloodhound. This one is pretty self-explanatory. This team will help maximize. It will maximize a trap potential and really be set up for in-game scenarios. So do you like fighting in the bunker? Do you like fighting in some kind of a structure? This is really good. So this team would be really good for the end game when you're able to get hunkered down in some. You have Caustic so that if they try to come in, you have Watson's, you know, traps and everything. This could be really cool. And then obviously Bloodhound's just kind of a bonus because you can see through walls and you can see them through smoke and everything. So I like it. That's a pretty cool one.
Yeah, that's a very... That could be a very troll team. Like, if you decide to want to be an asshole, like, that would be the team to pick. Yeah, because I could see setting Caustic traps and then putting up the barrier, Watson's barriers, to where it kind of makes you immobile for a little bit. Like, it makes it harder to get out. So you're trapping them in with the gas. And then Bloodhound maybe for Beast of the Hunt while they're, like, trying to scramble around.
Yep. I mean, not only that, but, like, you could also have it set up where, like, these four entrances have Watson's trap and then this one doesn't, so they think they're good, but then Caustic traps are right there.
So the second combo we have is Scout Flies, which is obviously it's a scouting team. That's all it is to it.
Mm-hmm.
So the combo is Octane, Pathfinder, and Wraith. So what's nice, what makes this kind of the scout class scout team, these traversal legends, they'll allow you to utilize the ability to scout out and move to just about anywhere on the map. These three can help close lots of distance in a very short amount of time, so if you'd like to play in a style that lets you loot as many spots as possible and clear out of hot zones when you get ambushed, these three are the terrain team you're looking for. So
heck yeah.
So you can play it around with a little bit. Pathfinder obviously is going to be able to see where the next where the circle's going to go, and you've got Wraith who's going to be able to get you out in a pinch. So if you guys are in a firefight, drop down the portal. She's good to go. Octane is great for scouting ahead. So if you want to send him off to kind of either loot the area, or since he's much faster than everybody else, kind of get the lay of the land of a specific area, send him forward, and then Pathfinder, you know, grappling hook helps out a lot. So you're basically kind of just teaming up the very similar ones, but in the cases of these, they can also work as a very powerful duo if you know how to use them correctly.
Yeah. So our last one, helping healers. So we have Lifeline, Watson, and Thick Boy himself, Gibraltar. So these two have the ability to heal your shields and your health. So those two are pretty easy. But then Gibraltar allows you to be covered from all sides. Now, granted that this may not be the ideal attack team, however, it will make sure that you are not snuffed out from the very beginning and you can get that little extra oomph you're looking for.
Yeah, so this is definitely a more support, play it safe kind of grouping.
Yeah.
But however, again, it kind of goes with the scouting one as well, because the scouting one, if you don't have a team that's set up and knows how to use those legends, then you're just not using it to the full extent. You know, the same with this combo being the helping healers. If you're just like, oh yeah, we can, you know, heal, whatever. If you're not using it correctly, then I mean, you're not going to be a champion. I mean, you're just not. But if you know how to use them, then like it's very effective. You're basically maximizing your potential when you're using it to the best of your ability. That was a very long-winded way of saying that this is good, but you know, if you listen to me before, you've yeah. So anyway, it's good.
So question of the show is, what is your squad combo and why? That's the important part, because it's like, oh yeah, I like Pathfinder, Gibraltar, and Caustic. But why? What makes those three specifically go good together? Let us know what your combos are, why they're good. We'll pick the ones that we really like, and then we'll put it on next week's show. So speaking of next week's show, as long as everything's going to go good, we're going to have Justine Huxley on our show. That is Watson herself, that adorable little Frenchie. We're going to have her on the show, which is awesome. Not only are we the only Apex podcast out there who had not one, but two of the voice actors on there. Not only that, we are going to be launching our Lady Legends apparel. This is a t-shirt that we had custom art done for, and it's all the ladies from Apex Legends. It looks freaking awesome. This is going to be the first of many, so look out for that. We're going to be launching it at the same time that we're having the interview. It kind of fits. We're having one of the lady voice actors on, and boom, we launched that for us. So get freaking hyped. And if you get on our Discord, if you get on our Twitter, even our Instagram perhaps, we might give you a little tease of what this shirt actually is going to look like. It's, Nate, tell him.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
It's really impressive. So impressive that it's going to get us in trouble.
so impressive that they think we're copywriting and it's getting hard to put it up there, but we're getting it, darn it, we are.
Yeah, it's one of those things, like I'd seen a clip of what was being worked on. I was like, oh, that looks good. And then how it looks in total, like the art is really absolutely quality. Like it's very, very good illustration. Very well done.
And it fits. That's another thing, it fits. And this is going to be, like I said, this is going to be a first of a bunch of t-shirts. Basically, the hope is to have one for the ladies, one for the guys, which if you're a guy, you can still wear the Lady Legends. Show some pride, y'all. But anyways, there's going to be one for the ladies, one for the guys. Then there's going to be a t-shirt per character, and it's basically going to be a mashup between them and something kind of pop culture-y. So, you know, Pathfinder is going to have his whole thing, Octane's going to, but it's all going to have some sort of pop culture, you know, mashup. So it's going to be really cool. I can't wait. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait. This guy that we're working with, he's a real cool guy, and he did such a good job that it's like, I want to keep going at it. So when you see that, you know, make sure to click that link, get some nice Apex Legends swag. Not only that, but we are going to do a giveaway. We're going to give one of the t-shirts away for free. We're going to give away one of our Apex Legends Hubcasts. So it's going to be just our logo, basically, Hubcast logo on a shirt. We're going to give one of those away. We're going to give away a ThreadX3 Productions shirt as well. So we're getting a nice TX3 logo. Love it. So crisp and clean. It's going to be awesome. We're going to give that away. How do you enter, you may ask? Share. It's the month of sharing, everybody. September is going to be our month of sharing. So share every post that we have that has our link on it. You know, obviously for our episodes, do that. If you share, you get put into the drawing. The more you share, the more your name gets put in the drawing. So doing it once per episode is going to be really nice. Just saying, it's going to up your kill rate. I don't know. Anyway,
also sharing is caring.
So. Sharing is caring. I'm so excited for this. I'm so excited to finally get some merch out there. I feel like it's going to really put us above the rest. Not that we aren't already. But, you know, so, I mean, that's going to be the show for today. Thank you guys so much. Remember, question of the day, what is your group, what is your combo, your top three, your triple threat, maybe your ThreadX3, am I right? So what's your ThreadX3 when it comes to your Apex? What's your combo? Let us know, and we'll pick the ones we really like and make sure to do that next episode. So I was your host, Nick.
And I was your host, Nate.
We'll see you down in Kings Canyon, where it's going to be legend.